Every American student learns the story of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who led his nation through the Depression and World War II after a devastating battle with polio. Now, some researchers say that story, which is one of the greatest American stories, is not quite accurate. The researchers believe Roosevelt may have been misdiagnosed and was more likely stricken by a paralytic disease known as Guillain-Barré syndrome. One of those researchers is Dr. Armin Goldman, who's at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston and joins us now. Dr. Goldman, welcome.
Yes, it's nice to be with you, Steve.
So many people have assumed for so long that President Roosevelt did have polio that it's surprising to me that you even began investigating the possibility that he didn't.
Well, it was rather surprising to me, too. A member of my family, actually one of my sons, in fact, called the illness to my attention and raised a question about whether it was atypical for poliomyelitis. And that started us down the road, in fact, to look at this illness more carefully. And after we did so, we came to the conclusion that the illness was more consistent with a different disease.
And when you say we, you mean you and several other researchers.
That's correct.
You wrote this article for the Journal of Medical Biography.
Yes.
Now, we do know, anybody who reads a history book knows that FDR was paralyzed, partially paralyzed. He had great difficulty moving his legs. What about his symptoms would not suggest polio?
The symptoms did not suggest polio was the fact that his paralysis was nearly symmetrical and was ascending in nature. That is, it started from his legs, the most lower part of his legs, and then crept up to the upper part of his legs, and then involved all of his abdominal muscles, and then much of his chest musculature, and then also some of the muscles of his upper extremities. That is highly atypical for poliomyelitis and is expected in this other disease that we've been thinking about, which is Guillain-Barré syndrome.
There's also the question of FDR's age. This was a disease that normally struck children.
That is correct. He was 39 years of age. Adults of that age rarely get acute paralytic poliomyelitis. The disease principally strikes infants, young children, and young adults. So the likelihood, in fact, of that being paralytic polio looked very small, even just based upon that fact.
And just to be clear, you're making this diagnosis on the basis of no physical evidence, right? You're working on people's diaries, medical records, memories?
Yes, we have based this upon the recollections of Roosevelt himself, letters that were sent from members of his family, and physical examinations that were done by the two physicians who principally took care of him for the illness.
Those two physicians were noted physicians who thought it was most definitely polio.
Yes, Steve, that's correct. In fact, these were people who were experts in paralytic poliomyelitis, but the problem was that there was very little known about diseases other than paralytic polio that could cause flaccid paralysis.
So you have these expert doctors who believed that FDR had polio, who treated him as if he had polio. Would they have treated him differently had they concluded that he had this other disease?
Unfortunately, there was no specific therapy available for Guillain-Barré syndrome at that time.
He struggled and struggled to regain strength in his legs and his arms. Was that the right thing to do?
Yes, it was. This is the kind of rehabilitation programs that people have to go through regardless of their paralysis.
Dr. Armin Goldman is a professor of pediatrics at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, and he is one of several doctors who have concluded that there is a likelihood that Franklin Delano Roosevelt may have had Guillain-Barré syndrome rather than polio. Dr. Goldman, thanks very much.
Oh, sure, Steve. Nice to have been with you.